Welcome to the Midnight Writers Podcast, helping authors become better writers.
Episode 16, interview with Benjamin M. Weilert. This is John.
This is Lena.
And this is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
So you've been with us for a little while now.
A little while now, yeah. Not an originating member, but I got on as quick as I could.
Had to wait till the next. Maybe we can only hire people or invite people into the group every NaNoWriMo.
Yeah, right.
It'd be a nice perk.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah, control the group a bit.
Anyway. So tell us about yourself and your books. And
so I've been writing for about 6-7 years now. Wrote a bit in college. If you ask my mother, I actually wrote a lot of short stories when I was a kid around like first, second grade. So that, I guess I do have some roots back in writing. Honestly, a lot of times people ask, oh, hey, you write in, you know, the genres of like science, sci-fi and fantasy. And then they'll ask, have you read so-and-so? And I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. So I'm getting better at reading kind of the more recent stuff. But for me, it's all the classics. It's the Jules Verne, it's the H.G. Wells. And they really kind of influence my writing, even to the point where in my first novel that I wrote back 2009, 10, anyways, I put it up for I think the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award, and one of the people I got far enough that someone actually read the first like chapter or so, and they're like, it reminds me of the classics. So apparently I was very influenced.
That's quite the compliment.
I was very influenced.
I'd be like, I'm good, I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like there's a certain style that goes with writing the classics. And so yeah, I originally started with my first novel 6 years ago. I had a cousin who we met up during Thanksgiving, and she was, this was of course November, and she was saying, oh yeah, I'm participating in National Novel Writing Month. I'm like, well, what the heck is that? And she's like, well, it's writing the first draft of a novel in 1 month in November. And I'm like, well, that's a novel idea. So at that point I had kind of been writing some fan fiction in a kind of role-playing forum type setting with a character in a setting that I was familiar with, and I was like, well, what if I took that character and, you know, which of course was kind of a representation of who I was at the time, and put him in kind of my own setting that was similar, but then kind of I could explore it a little bit. And so that's how I started planning about, I think, February of 2009, and then by November, like 9 months later, I was ready to go with like 30 pages of notes to go write my first novel. And yeah, that was first name basis. And the thing was, is that at the time I finished it, I was like, okay, that was really cool. That was an experience. It was challenging. I made it. I got, you know, there under the line right on the last day. But I don't know if I want to do that again. And so when I started, so how they got me, how they grabbed me and pulled me in, is afterwards they said, oh, hey, you can get a free paperback copy of this through CreateSpace. And I'm like, well, I kind of want a physical copy of this. So I went back and I started kind of revising it and editing it. And I saw, okay, there's actually some good material here that, like, I referenced things that happened in the past. So I'm like, well, from that point, I can write a prequel of material. So then it kind of gives a background to, okay, here's where we end up in first name basis, but kind of like an ancient history text at that point. And so I was like, well, I've written one novel, so obviously I can write a novel again. And so the fact that I had done something that up until that point had seemed impossible, suddenly it was possible. And now I'm 6 novels later, and still going. I've scheduled out in a spreadsheet kind of, okay, if I write on this year, this novel, and then I edit it, and then I publish it out. It's like, oh, I've got pretty much the next 20 years planned out of novels, which is a little daunting right now looking at it, but you know, I just got to take it 1 year at a time. So, but yeah, after I finished Second to None, which is the prequel to First Name Basis, I was like, well, I got a lot of great characters. Still have some unanswered questions, so I'm like, oh, I'll do one more book and kind of wrap up the trilogy and get all the little bits in a nice little bow. So
I have to ask, what was the role-playing game?
Well, actually, it wasn't a game as much as it was a role-playing story. This was on the forums for a fan sub of One Piece, which was an anime about pirates that I really enjoy. And so it's essentially, I describe it to people as it's pirates with superpowers. And so I kind of took that idea of, well, you know, how would I do the superpowers in my own kind of original way? But what I did is, obviously, if you're writing a role-playing story, so essentially you get a whole bunch of people to write their own characters, and you tell a story piece by piece by each character's reactions and events and whatnot. And so my character was, again, kind of, you know, the enigmatic, mysterious, intelligent type character who, like, I wanted to be, of course. And so you couldn't write any of the main characters of One Piece, because it's like, well, you know, that's canon. You can't have a canon character in there. But within the world itself, you know, sailing and devil fruit powers and all those kind of things, you could tell some interesting stories. And so, yeah, just within that construct definitely helped me develop, you know, oh, okay, here's how you do setting. Here's how you do a character. Here's how you motivate them to go do certain things and like that. So that was the RP that I did. I think I probably have my parts of it up on the website, the blog I had when I was in Alabama. What is it? It's Alabama Adventures at WordPress. But yeah, actually, that was kind of the end of what I was writing in college, because before then, when I was in college, I had a lot of really good kind of ideas that I turned into a bunch of short stories. And that was actually the origination of the character that I used in that RP, who I called at the time Captain Random, because it was a bunch of random ideas that I had, and I kind of developed them into short stories. And my idea was, it's like, well, collect all the short stories as like chapters into a larger book. I got like halfway through. I only think I did 13 of the 26 chapters I was planning on. And it's like, okay, this is really hard. But it got me thinking of, okay, here's how we're telling stories. Here's how I explored interesting concepts and ideas and those kind of things. So yeah, it's kind of been, you know, it was eventually going to be something that I would do. I just didn't know it at the time. I mean, I took a few courses even on top of my mechanical engineering degree on creative writing and science and literature. And so, I mean, I almost got a humanities minor out of it if I didn't take Foundry. But yeah, it's I have those short stories also up on the Alabama Adventures blog on WordPress, because I figured it's like, at that point I was getting prepared to write the first name basis. So I was like, I should go through my old stories and kind of see, you know, what worked, what didn't, kind of edit them up, get them polished and get them out there. So yeah.
Cool. Well, who's the one person that you would say has been key in your writing career?
Key in my writing career. Poof, boy. I mean, other than myself, obviously, who has to do the writing. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely been, you know, a lot of authors that I admire, a lot of them that I pull from just because they tell interesting stories. I think if I were to pinpoint someone, it would definitely have to be Jules Verne, because, I mean, the sci-fi he wrote was just, it was eerily, you know, forward thinking. He's like, oh, hey, I want to do a story where we go to the moon. Well, how am I going to get to the moon? Well, I should probably build a big cannon to get there. Well, where should I place this cannon? It's like, well, he knew science, and so he could essentially predict, well, if I was in the United States, because he was constraining himself to that landmass, it would either have to be in Texas or in Florida. And he ended up essentially writing about casting a cannon in the sands of Florida. So I'm like, really? Like, this is years before Cape Canaveral. And so, like, he was thinking that far ahead just on what science had to offer and what science could be used to essentially figure out, okay, we can't do this now, but here's how we could do it if we had the technology. So I think that really kind of inspired me to kind of say, okay, science itself has a lot of really interesting things within it. So how do I take those scientific concepts and make it a little more understandable to, not necessarily like laymen, I don't want to talk down to them, but, you know, the general public, because, I mean, there's a lot of things like quantum physics. Like, how do you describe quantum physics to someone who's like a teenager? It's like, well, tell it like this or like that, and, you know, kind of draw those concepts into kind of a fantasy setting, which is what I've did with my first trilogy, is saying, hey, here's all these great ideas. Here's how I get them kind of, you know, spoonful of sugar so that people are interested then in science.
Cool. So I know you pretty much do all your writing during NaNoWriMo, right? So you pretty much plan the rest of the year. How do you plan everything in a year?
Well, it's nice that each year that I continue writing, I mean, more ideas come to mind and I tuck them away to use them later. Because, I mean, when I did the Flexion Trilogy, I was originally thinking I was going to do kind of a sleep parallel universe type story after that one. But that trilogy got pushed back because another idea came in and I had to plan for that one. And a lot of it's just, yeah, it's going on Wikipedia and searching up topics and doing some research there. Because, I mean, it's all fiction when it comes down to it. So I don't have to have it to be quite scientifically accurate, just enough that it gets people interested in it. And so, yeah, it's a lot of time of just kind of mulling over ideas. And the fact that I have to wait for NaNoWriMo essentially forces me that I have to spend that time planning because I can't write anything yet. So I have to develop my characters and my settings and my plot well ahead before I even do word one, which really kind of helps to kind of solidify in my mind, okay, this is what this story is. Because if I write it and it's not what I want, then, well, how am I going to know what the plot holes are unless I have thought about it well enough ahead of time to have seen, okay, hey, I need to make sure that I make this connection here and that this character has a motivation to go do this action and those kind of things. But it only really takes a lot of pre-time ahead of time to get that kind of structure in place to then start, you know, day one. Okay, hey, I can crank out 5,000 words because I already kind of know where things are going.
Do you have a really...
That's how he does it.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Do you have like a really detailed outline? Or you?
I've gotten less detailed. So like I said before, I had like 30 pages for first name basis. And essentially with each successive book, I've had less pages of notes. Mainly because I've gotten better at just kind of understanding the flow of how I write. Because a lot of times I'll go in, I'm like, I want this to happen, but the characters don't let me do it. Like they're like, hey, we want to go over and do this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, well, let's explore that. You know, let's go down that trail and see where it goes. As long as they get to the main points I want to cover, then we're okay. But there's really, you know, I'm getting better at kind of off the cuff writing, which helps with the speed too, because then you're not constrained with, oh, I have to go back and check what my outline is. But at least I have the main ideas there for continuity's sake to say, yes, this character is this way. These settings are arranged in this fashion. So that's more or less what I'm doing now with the planning, is getting those kind of core elements of the story in place before I start. And then kind of letting the story evolve from that instead of kind of sticking to a script like I used to do.
So when you're taking all your notes together and everything, what program do you use to do your writing? And how do you organize your notes? Is it all on the computer? Or do you do any handwritten notes?
So I'm a big proponent of the Microsoft Office suite. I use almost every part of it to do planning. So I usually write in Microsoft Word.
Have you set up a SharePoint site for yourself yet, though?
Right. No, not quite yet. But so I write in Microsoft Word. I've gotten pretty good at doing formatting in that, just in my self-publishing for the first trilogy. But then I usually do my outlines in Word. But sometimes so for instance, with my current trilogy that I'm working on editing right now, the Constellation Tournament, I started that with essentially a list of the 88 constellations and some of their details and whatnot. And so, well, with a list like that, I put that in Microsoft Excel and I have a spreadsheet that I can then, you know, filter out, okay, I want characters that meet this criteria or that criteria, and then start building, you know, relationships and groupings together with Excel. But then I know a lot of people use Scrivener and they say, oh, well, there's like, you know, index cards and you have your plots in there. So what I do for the index cards is I actually use PowerPoint to kind of get, okay, here's what I want for this scene. And then that way I can kind of move the scenes around as I need to. when things don't quite work and I'm like, actually this needs to happen earlier or that later, because then I can see, okay, here's this chunk of an idea and here's where it belongs within the whole narrative. And then I just, you know, go slide by slide and say, okay, here's this, here's this, here's this. It's like, okay, yeah, that does work there or that doesn't. And so I can kind of move whole chunks of story around all at once with PowerPoint. So,
and I've never heard of anybody using PowerPoint to write their story.
Yeah.
So it's new.
I haven't used Access yet. I haven't done Gantt charts for my for my timelines yet. But, you know, someday that may be a thing. So.
Cool. Good.
Oh, I was going to see if you had one. I just asked like three.
Not all okay. at once, all guys. Right. Yeah.
So what's the strangest thing you've had to Google for book research?
Oh, gosh. Probably the most recent would have to be for the Velociraptor short story that I did for our anthology. So part of me really likes the people who write, the writers and the authors who put the attention to detail into their stories that most people wouldn't even notice. And so the weirdest thing I had to Google was intellectual property law in late 1800s England and the colleges that offered such degrees. Because it's like, okay, I want somebody who's doing patents and I want it in this time period and I want him from England. So it's like, well, he's going to mention what school he came from because he had another lawyer friend who went mysteriously missing. And so like, well, which college would that be? Because I mean, the go-to would obviously be, it's like, oh, well, like, you know, Oxford or whatever. And it's like, yeah, they've got law, but did they have law back then? Did they have that particular type of law back then? And so kind of researching, okay, what schools were around back then? Even that right there was interesting to Google. So yeah, it's sometimes the little details that you find, it's like, why am I even looking into this? This is just weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So the final question is, how can people find you online?
I'm all over the place. I have a Twitter, which is actually a coverall for both my writing and my photography. It's BMW The Creative. That's also the banner that I have on my Pinterest, which I just started up. Lots of interesting boards there. In terms of Facebook, I'm BMW The Author, and I have a NaNoWriMo account under Ron Farzi 3. I'm the municipal liaison for Colorado Springs, so if you want to, you know, take that route to get to me. I've got a website coming up here pretty soon. If it's not up already by the time this podcast drops, it's benjaminf-m-weilert.com. And from there you can...
How do you spell Weilert?
W-E-I-L-E-R-T. And yeah, that should get you to either, again, like I said, my photography stuff or my writing.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Midnight Writers Podcast. If you've enjoyed this content, sign up for our newsletter on our website, midnightwriterssociety.com, where you'll get a lot more great information. See you next Wednesday.